Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran in the morning. Happy Friday. And on Fridays, we play the Cola Family Feud. Denise in Banning, caller number 9. You're our contestant this morning.
Awesome. Hey, you guys.
Hey, Denise. You're playing for a pair of tickets to see Aerosmith with special guest the Black Crowes at the Kia Forum December 7th. All you have to do is choose who you want to play for you. Will it be our returning champion, Lauren, or Jesse, who wants some redemption?
I'm going to go with Lauren this morning.
Going with Lauren. The pressure's right on Lauren.
Okay, that's why we're both really tired from partying last night.
We're pretty even scaled
at Morongo, so I'm fine.
I was there with you guys.
Oh, you were? Yay! Awesome.
Did you win any cash? We gave away like $1,500 in cash and free gas.
Yeah, I didn't win any of that. I won this morning.
Well, yeah, maybe you'll win today.
Maybe you will.
Caller number 10, Regina from Twin Peaks, is holding. She's Team Jesse. So if Jesse wins, then Regina will be off to see Aerosmith. Okay, remember, we're looking for the higher answer on the board. And first one to get 3 points wins. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Let's go. First one, top four answers on the board. Name a dead giveaway that someone has been to the beach.
Jesse.
Sand
on their body or whatever.
Sandy feet is the number two answer. One thing beat that, Lauren. Name a dead giveaway that someone has been to the beach.
They got burnt.
Suntan / sunburn is the number one
answer.
The moment
I said my answer, I knew that I was wrong.
1 point for Lauren.
Lauren gets the first point. You're looking good, Denise.
Number three was that beach smell. You know, Sometimes you can smell that ocean on them. And number four, their hair is still wet or they're still wearing a bathing suit. That
I'm
seems
the
like
guy
a
that will have sand on me like 3 days after I've been to the beach.
Don't you take a shower?
Well, I do, but it
gets in your car. It's hard to get rid of. I feel
you
on
get
that.
It in your car and then it gets back on you. And
Oh, it's a never ending story.
That's where I came from that. Yeah. Anyway, Denise.
Okay, Lauren's in the lead. Here's the next one. Top six answers on the board. Name another word for hot.
Lauren. Extreme heat.
If I had a drink right now, I'd spit it out.
That is the same word. That was very cold.
This is wide open for you, Jesse. Name another word for hot.
I'll go with Jim Carrey. Smoking.
That didn't make it either.
How about scorch?
Yes,
scorch.
Number one answer, scorching.
But smoking's not on there.
I know, you would think it would be. Two is
but
steaming.
That's smoking hot.
Three burning, four scalding, five spicy, and six warm.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, I just wanted to say smoking.
Smoking. No point for either of you. Neither of you are smoking on that one. Okay, Lauren remains in the lead. Here we go. Top five answers on the board. Name something we associate with New York City.
Jesse. Subways.
That did not make the list. Lauren, name something we associate with New York City, NYC.
I think it's Statue of Liberty.
Number one answer.
The moment I said subways.
Lauren with two number one answers so far today.
I keep answering too quickly and then not thinking before I answer, so you're looking good.
Was there
Denise.
Buildings or lights on that?
Two, Empire State Building, three Times Square, four, the term Big Apple, five, Broadway.
Can't believe subways didn't make the list, but whatever.
Those other ones are pretty big, Jesse. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. That was
Lauren
horrible.
Is still in the lead. Here we go. Top five answers on the board. Name an animal you might find in India.
Lauren.
Jesse.
Lauren.
A camel.
That didn't make the list.
Okay.
Jesse, this is wide open for you. Name
Let's
an animal you might
a
find in
tiger.
India. Tiger. Number two answer.
It was elephant, huh?
Jesse is
Elephant's
back
number
in
one,
the
yeah.
game. No, rhino was number one. Oh. Then tiger, elephant, snake, and leopard. So Jesse has a point, but Lauren's still in the lead. Top four answers on the board. What's a common excuse for skipping the workout?
Lauren.
Jesse.
Lauren.
Tired.
Too tired is the number two answer, Jesse. One thing beat that. What's a common excuse for skipping the workout?
Lazy.
I guess that would kind of be don't like it, but that's number four, which means Lauren
is
victorious once again.
Which means you win, Denise.
Denise, you're a big winner.
You chose correctly.
Woohoo! Thank you.
And you are going to see Aerosmith along with the Black Crowes at the Kia Forum on Saturday night, December 7th, a night that will live in infamy for you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome. Have a blast.
Peace out. Final tour, and you will be there. Congratulations, and thanks for playing the Cola Family Feud.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm excited. Rah, rah, ah, 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 rah, ah.